We've had you on the air talking about whales, and you have a project called Whales Without Borders. We've talked about it before in the air, but tell us a little bit about Whales Without Borders is.
Well, I was never really into whales. I grew up in San Diego and went to the beach all the time, and there were no whales that I knew of, but that's when we were hunting whales to extinction. And when I was in grad school in the 70s, they started to protect whales. And one of my biology classes, I heard one of the first recordings of whale songs. And it was so strange. I went out and found the album. I bought the album. I still have the album. In fact, I've digitized it, and it's up to listen to on the Whales Without Borders site. So it's like it got me all those years ago. And then after all the professional stuff and this and that, about 6 or 7 years ago when we were on vacation, I got a chance to go on a whale watch and took a few pictures. And my son, who's a musician, has this one really cool song called People. But it's really about marine mammals, at least in my opinion. It wasn't in his. So anyhow, I took these pictures, and I had to go back, and I made a slideshow. And then I realized I needed more whale pictures. And I'm constantly working on this slideshow. I have about 5 or 6 versions now. But that got me connected back to the stuff I got involved with way back in grad school. And so then this whole Doctors Without Borders thing has always been a real nice concept to me. And I thought, well, Whales Without Borders is very descriptive because they don't live in a particular place. Most of them migrate, you know, like the whales up here, the humpbacks up here migrate all the way down to Hawaii. The blue and gray whales go all the way down the Gulf of Mexico. So, you know, they're without borders. They don't care who's the governor or who's the president or who we're at war with. They're just trying to go down, feed, and go up and mate and have a good time.
Right, yeah.
So they've got the party line down, okay? Doesn't matter who's elected. They're on their trip.
Yes.
So anyhow, that's how I got to them. And the Whales Without Borders just has evolved now. It's got into its own sense. I've got some websites going that we're working on. And ultimately, we want to see it be a news channel for information about whales, a place for conservation groups to put their information for students to come and get it. And then I'm actually getting ready to put together a little gift shop. Not that we have anything to sell, but I have a lot of free stuff. And so you'll love this. I've now taken audio whale songs and clipped them down and made them into an MP3 that I'll put in the gift shop, and you'll be able to download it for a cell phone ringer. And so you'll have instead.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's this moaning whale sound or clicking or groaning, you know.
So the place that people can go to is whaleswithoutborders.info.
Info is the one that's got all the news channel stuff.
But you got your Facebook as well.
Right. The best places to get linked to and to see sort of what's going on, there's a lot of information on, is Facebook/Whales Without Borders.
In a relatively short period of time, because we were hunting them to extinction, now they've come back stronger in population. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we aired the interview of whales going and eating the longlines.
Oh, the longline, isn't that something else?
Down in southeast Alaska, where they're fishing for cod.
You know, like I said, when I was in the 70s, they were hunted down. They figured there was about 1,800 left.
Mm-hmm.
Humpbacks that moved from here to Hawaii, they're anywhere from 18,000 to 22,000 now. And it's real hard to know because, you know, the only time we really see them is when they're up getting a breath. The rest of the time they live underwater. We don't see them very much.
We're going to take a real quick break. We're talking to Gordon Snyder about whales and his Whales Without Borders. You can go to whaleswithoutborders.info. He's got his Facebook. It's great information. Being with Gordon is like going to Mr. Wizards. You learn all these cool things about whales. And we've got a really interesting little interview with a friend of Gordon's that...
You've heard of horse whisperers and horse listeners or whatever. I call him a animal sensor. He just has a sense about the state of mind of the animals that he's around. It's a very unique gift. My sister had it, and I noticed this fellow.